Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I would like to begin the program by taking a call from Texas.
Hey, Pastor Roland. My name is Nate from Huntsville, Texas, and my question is, how can I leave my problems to God and not have to worry so much? Thank you.
Nate, that's an excellent question. How can I raise my problems to God and not have to worry so much? That's one of the best questions that I've gotten. In all the years that I've been on the program, because it is the very essence of finding salvation. Today, we're going to talk about how to raise your problems to God and about prayer, how the two tie together, and how to find the outlook. Literally and figuratively, this may be one of the best programs you'll ever hear on the radio. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Faith is Your Gift. And now here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm stopping by to talk to you about prayer today. Prayer, what it really is. Paul told us to pray unceasingly. How do we do that? Well, I want to offer you a couple of clues. I want to read you something from A Guide to True Peace. A Guide to True Peace was the most beautiful spiritual classic. It's in the public domain. It can be readily found online. And A Guide to True Peace is the compilation of some of the best of some spiritual writers. A Guide to True Peace is the name of the book. And I want to read a little bit to you. In fact, I'm going to read you from the beginning of chapter 3 on prayer is the name of the chapter. Prayer is an intimate communication of the soul with God. It is not a work of the head, but of the heart, which ought always to continue. In other words, prayer ought always to continue, communicated. Every secret aspiration of the soul to God is prayer. All, therefore, are capable of prayer. Now, there's enough in those few lines right there. It's all there. It is really all there. You don't need anything else than to understand, to grasp what those lines say. Now, I'm going to start with one line and then I'll go back to the others. I want to start with this line. Every secret aspiration of the soul to God is prayer. Do you understand that? Francis de Sales, I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again. Francis de Sales said, "Do everything for God, uniting yourself to Him by a mere upward glance." Do you understand that? Uniting yourself to Him by a mere upward glance. In other words, when you lift up your eyes and call upon God, inquire of God, wonder about something, when you raise your eyes to God and look to Him, that is prayer. When you're in one of those delicate moments with your loved one, your partner, your child, and an issue has arisen, and something has been posed to you, and what you say will make all the difference in the world. How many of you remember you had a delicate moment with someone and you said the wrong thing, and it can't be taken back? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to say the right thing in those moments? Well, how are you going to do that? You stand there and you lift up your heart to God. Maybe you lift up your eyes and you don't say anything, but quietly you inquire. You wonder, you wish, you want to do the right thing, but you don't know what the right thing is. And you're asking God, and there's no words. You're not thinking. You're not trying to find something in your intellect, in your memory. You're not thinking of something clever to say. You're just quietly, silently lifting up your eyes to God. That is prayer.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years. Did you know that Roland has many free resources to help you in your Christian walk? For example, Roland has made many informative sermons and lectures, which can be watched on YouTube. Roland also has made a simple Christian meditation to help you de-stress and eliminate anger and resentment that interfere with prayer and the Christian walk. Where can you find these free resources? Simple, at sheddingshackles.com. You can also listen to Roland's radio shows. So, what are you waiting for? Start taking advantage of Roland's free resources today. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Blessings.
In everything you do, you always are lifting it up to Him. When it's time to say something, you wordlessly check with your intuition, you check with your conscience, which is from Him. It's the inner light. You check with it. And you go out in the world and you watch. And you don't form judgments. You don't say, he's a nice guy, he's a bad guy, she's a good person, she's a bad person. You just stand back and watch without forming judgments about everything. And in that silence, in that, what's the word to use? Patience. In that quiet patience, you are, instead of elevating yourself, instead of being a judge, trying to make yourself into a judging God, you remain still. Can you see how even humility, knowing that you don't know, knowing that anything that you dredge up from your intellect, from your memory, from what somebody said or what you read, knowing that all of those are imperfect, knowing that you don't know what to do and you don't know how to make things right, that perfect humility itself is an acknowledgement that God knows. If anybody's, like I once said on one of my radio programs, and I replayed it several times because I actually think it's kind of good. It's, Lord, I'm messing up. And I don't want to mess up, Lord, but I don't know how to make myself right. And if anybody's going to make me right, it's got to be you. Isn't that an acknowledgement of God? Isn't that a prayer to Him? And you don't even put it in words. That's just what you are. It's not even what you think. It's just you, yourself, acknowledging. See, you can acknowledge by being quiet. When you don't know, you just don't say anything. You're acknowledging that you don't know. And by acknowledging that you don't know, you're waiting upon the one who does know. Do you understand? So there's great power in that line. Every secret aspiration of the soul to God is prayer. Do you see? Every aspiration of the soul to God is prayer. So that's very beautiful. So let's reread the passage again. I'm reading from A Guide to True Peace. Prayer is an intimate communication of the soul with God. Look, when you lift up your eyes to God, when you lift up your heart to Him, and you know that He knows. See, that's faith. When you see that you don't know, and anything you come up with is not going to be right, you need inspiration from Him, you see? And so this is so beautiful. So let me continue along with this a little bit longer, because this is so good. I was thinking this morning that I had a little insight, and then I was pondering that insight. And, you know, in the Sermon on the Mount, Christ said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness." Well, if you are hungry, it means you have a need for food, in this case, spiritual food. If you're thirsty, it means you have a need for water, in this case, living water from God, spiritual water. So you have a need. Do you see that a true need is a holy need? You need God, and you know that you need Him, and you know that nothing else will work. This need then is also this emptiness itself becomes a cry to the Father, you see? And the cry of the soul is silent. When you're lifting up your eyes, your soul is silently crying out to God. Now, that is an intimate communication. And it's like when a baby cries and mom hears the cry. She hears it. If she's asleep and the baby cries, she's instantly awake. If she's in the other room and the baby cries, she immediately attends to the baby. There's an intimacy there, isn't there? Well, a true need is a holy need. And an emptiness, a searching. Christ said to search. If you're searching, it means you need something. You're looking for something that you need. You lost your keys. You search for them. Blessed, see, Christ told us to seek. So do you understand now that true need is a holy need? And an emptiness, a searching. Christ said to search. The problem is that we allow others to fill our needs.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
You have a need for God, a need for His love, His support, wisdom from Him, guidance from Him, His understanding. You have a need for God. Don't let them answer your need for God. It's okay to hear what they have to say, but don't let them take over the intimate relationship between you and the Heavenly Father. And right now, if you're like most people, you have a need for Him, His presence, His forgiveness, His love, His compassion. Don't let humans get in the way of that. It's okay to hear what they have to say, and it's okay to cooperate with them to some extent, but don't let them become the support of your soul, or your roots will go out into the world, and without realizing it, you will be drawing farther away from God. A need for God is a holy need. It's a good need. let it be a need, and wait for him to satisfy that need. See, you will realize, those of you who are on the path, now you're getting older. When I say older, you know, you could be 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or 80, just older than you were when you were a little, actually when you were a little kid. You knew all this stuff when you were a little tiny kid, didn't you? You did. But then you got caught up in the world. All right. So it happens. It's okay. You know, you need to do sports and to learn things and to meet people and go places and work, maybe start a family. Yeah, you got to do all that stuff. And when you do all that stuff, yeah, you're going to get caught up in it a little bit. God understands. And it's okay. But there comes a time. See, all along the way, though, during all of that, you had this secret yearning for something. This secret. See, you didn't know you were actually looking for God. You didn't know it. You don't put words on it. See, you understand? It's not something you put words on. It's just it's your inner being. It's your heart. You're yearning for something, and you don't know what it is, but you know that you're going to find it. And along the way, you look here and you look there. You go to this group and that group and this religion and that religion, this religious practice and that spiritual practice and this discipline and that. You see what I mean? You go to them all. And yeah, each one has something good about it, but it's not the answer. It's not the answer. All right, so it was always there. But anyway, as you get older, then it starts to become more, what's the word to use? I don't know if I want to use the word sincere, but I guess I have to use that term. It becomes more sincere. Or maybe God makes it more sincere, or he starts to call you more. You sense he's calling you. And again, it's wordless, but don't let other people fill it for you. See, don't let them fill it for you, because they'll give you the false thing that's not the real thing. You want the real thing, and it only can come from God.
Do you have a question for Roland? Call the listener call-in line at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
All right, so what was I saying? Yeah, I was talking about a need. But let's continue with this passage from A Guide to True Peace. Again, I'm reading from the chapter entitled Prayer, Chapter 3. Prayer is intimate communication of the soul with God. It is not a work of the head, but of the heart. See, you can lift up your heart. See, you when you're communicating with someone intimately, you don't have to say anything, do you? You can put your hand over your heart. Why do we do that when we're saying the Pledge of Allegiance? Do people still do that? They used to. But you can communicate heart to heart. See, you don't need, it's not a thing of the intellect. Words spoil it. What was that old Jim Croce song, "The Words Got in the Way"? Well, they do, they spoil it. Sometimes you're so much better off just to not say anything. The words ruin the moment. You've had that. I know you've had that. It's a beautiful moment. You're sitting quietly and the sun is shining and the sky is blue and there's something nice happening. And then somebody said, "Oh, this is sure a beautiful moment." It ruins it. Yeah, but don't resent them. If you resent them, then it really ruins it. Just let it go in one ear and out the other. All right, they don't know any better. They don't mean it. They don't know any better. Just let it pass. But now I'm continuing to read from here. It says, prayer is the medium through which life and food are conveyed to the soul and through which the gifts and grace of the Holy Spirit flow and are communicated. See, a communication is set up. It's the medium. Prayer is the medium. You lift up your heart, you lift up your eyes, and you have a need, and it's a and through that medium then will come the good things from on high. When you lift up your heart to God, you're acknowledging that He is there, that you have a need, that that you know He will answer. See, all of that, you don't put it in words, but it's faith and it's trust. You're trusting in God, but I want you to see that you lose faith and trust when you, as soon as you start to dig down into your intellect, and down there will be doubts. What if this? What if that? Maybe this, maybe that. See, the very process of intellectualizing it causes you to lose altitude. So you want to have faith? Remember, the guy came to Christ and said, "Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief." So you need help with your unbelief.
When it seems like all we feel is the trauma and all we experience is trouble, we should look to Simeon as a reminder to trust. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Simeon, in his lifelong search for consolation for his occupied nation and his oppressed people, finds it in the sight of the infant Jesus. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
Some of you, yeah, you do lift up your hearts to God sometimes, and you quietly inquire of Him, and so on. But the problem is, you get pulled down into thoughts. For various reasons, you get pulled down into thoughts, and then down there, there's no faith. You understand? That's why the intellectuals are always, they don't have faith. So you have to find a way not to get pulled down into the intellect. And that's where you spend most of your time now. You spent most of your time lost in your thoughts, in worries and doubts and in fears and planning for the future and reliving the past and worrying about this and scheming about that and all that kind of stuff and studying. See, you spent all your time down there in your intellect, and you look to your intellect for answers, and then you go to experts and you go to the internet and you go to books and you go to meetings and you're looking for answers. And there you get more talk, more words, more study, more things to read, more things to look at online, more words. And it keeps you in the intellect. Not that intellect is wrong, but thoughts should flow from realization, from understanding, from the lifted up heart, from inspiration. See, the thoughts should come from inspiration, like the apostles, the writers of the gospel and of the epistles. They were inspired. So yeah, they had words, they wrote down words, but they were inspired. All right, so first inspiration, and for you, the beginning of inspiration is intuition. That's the beginning. And you already know that, because intuition becomes conscience. When you don't follow your intuition, what you know in your heart, wordlessly, you just have a deep knowing, a quiet knowing. When you don't follow that, then you do the wrong thing, and then what? Your intuition comes back as conscience, as 20/20 hindsight. So intuition and conscience are the same thing. It's just that conscience is when you didn't follow it, your intuition in the first place, you see? But it doesn't abandon you. Conscience is still there seeking you, following you, see, knocking on the door. So to make a long story short, you get too lost in your thoughts and your imagination, see? And everybody else is always trying to get you lost in imagination and lost in thoughts. So you have to go the other way. Instead of being lost in thoughts and imagination, spend time lifting up your heart and quietly silently, wordlessly communing with God. So what is the meditation I have? I call it a meditation. I could call it anything, but I have to call it something. All it does is teach you how to get out of your thoughts. See, I also have a little sitting quietly exercise, a little biofeedback. It just shows you how to be quiet, become aware of your hands, till your hands have a tingly, cozy, warm feeling a little bit, and you're in the present moment, and you're not lost in thoughts. See? And then you learn how that when thoughts rise, carry you away. See, that's the other thing. See, it's not that just having a thought is, I mean, of course we have to think about things, but you get carried away with them. You float away with them, and it becomes an escape. It's an escape from what? It's an escape from God, from lifting up your heart, lifting up, see. And so now you understand, and I just read you a passage in the Guides of True Peace that said, every secret aspiration toward God is prayer. And Francis de Sales, the great mystic, the great spiritual writer, told us that we should unite ourselves to God by a mere upward glance. See? The intent is there. The faith is there. The humility is there. The yearning is there. The searching is there. The inquiring is there. The communication is there in that mere upward glance. It's so beautiful. Christ often lifted up his eyes. So go now and get the little meditation that I have. Or if you want to just put one toe in the water, then you could start with the simple sitting quietly exercise. Learn how to not be lost in thoughts. Then you'll be able to lift up your hearts to God. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.